Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Me'ilah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is learning B'schos Asabas Rachol, Shishi B'zecher Van, Receiving Hagon, Bik Arav Mamesh. And the Mishnah begins with a halacha that's unique to Me'ilah. Hashaliach she'asa shlichusoi. If a messenger did his job, he did the shlichos Baal Bayis Mal. The Baal Bayis is over Me'ilah. Lo yasa shlichusoi. If he didn't do his shlichos, Hashaliach Mal. So then the shliach is Mal. Now why is this unique? So we know that throughout Gemara we find the concept shlucha shel adam kamaisai, that the shliach of a person is just like him. If Reuven sends Shimon to go mekadesh a woman for him, so that woman is mekudeshes not to Shimon, the shliach, but to Reuven, because like Reuven himself was Makadish the woman. And this works all over. The Shliach is like the person himself. We also know that Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, that you can't send the Shliach to go do an Aveira for you. And Beryl sends Shmerel to go steal an item from the store for him. Who's Ivor stealing? Shimon, not Reuven, because you can't be a Shliach to do an Aveira. The only situation we do find that the Shliach is not Ivor, even though he really was the one who did the Maisa Aveira, is over here by Me'ilah, and it's based off of Josh and the Pasuk, and that's what we saw over here, that the Shliach, if he did his shlichos, the Baal Bais is the one that was over Me'ilah, not the shliach. And so here we have in greater detail, Ketzad, what's the situation? Amar Lois, so let's say the Baal Bais told the shliach, in this case the shliach is the servant, maybe he's the butler, he's the one serving the food, and he says 10 basar la'archim, give some meat to the guests. Avin Aslam Kaved, he gave them liver instead. He didn't give them meat from the animal, he gave them liver, and the liver was kadshim, he didn't realize it was a shaygig, or let's say he told him Kaved, give them liver, Avin Aslam Basar, but he gave them meat, ha-shliach mal, the shliach is over Me'ilah, because he didn't listen to Baal Bais, he did something totally different, so he's over Me'ilah. Here's another situation. Let's say the Baal Bais told the Shliach, ten lem chaticha chaticha, give them piece by piece. Each guest gets one piece of meat. And Vahu Amar, what did the Shliach tell them? Tulu shtayim shtayim. Each of you could take two pieces. And Vahim, not Tulu shalosh shalosh. Each one of them took three pieces. So Kulan Malu, all of them are over Me'ilah in regards to the first piece of meat. So it's like the Baal Bais is over Me'ilah. In regards to the second piece of meat, the servant, the butler, the waiter, he made that up on his own. So he's over Me'ilah for that. And all the guests, they each took an extra piece that they shouldn't have taken. They added on a third. So they're over Me'ilah for that one. Another case, Amar Loi, let's say the Baal Bais told the Shliach, go bring me from the window, I mean Guskama, or from the closet. Avilain brought it for him, even if Baal Bais says afterwards, I really only want it from this one, not from that one, and he brought me from that one. Still, Baal Bais mal, Baal Bais is over Me'ilah, because he gave the Shliach an option of where to take from, and he took from one of those two places, so Baal Bais is over Me'ilah. But if he had told the Shliach, bring me from the window, and he brought him from the closet, I mean Guskama, he told him, bring me from the closet, and he brought him from the window, shliach mal, so shliach served Me'ilah. On to Mishnah Beis, shalach b'ar cher shayt v'katan, let's say a Baal Bais took money of Hekdesh and he sent it with a cher shayt or a katan. We know that these people do not have das and they're not able to do any sort of shlichos, and he sent them to the makolet, let's say, to buy something. So imasu shlichusai, if they did what he wanted, Baal Bais mal, so Baal Bais is over Me'ilah. Whereas lois shlichusai, if they didn't do his shlichos, let's say he told them to go to the makolet to go buy a bottle of milk and they ended up buying some candy for themselves. So hachenveni mal, the store owner, he's over Me'ilah when he takes that money and he uses it for his own needs. So he's the one that's over Me'ilah. The Charshayt or Katan aren't over Me'ilah because they're not Bar Das, and so anyway, they can't be over. Now, what about the following? Shalach B'ad Pikeach. The Baal Bais sent it with a person who's smart, he's wise, he's a Bar Das, basically meaning he's a regular person. V'nizkar ad shalo higiyei tzalchen v'ni, and both him, the Shliach, and the Baal Bais remembered before the money got to the storekeeper, oh my gosh, this is Hekdesh money. This is not regular Chulin money. We're not allowed to even use this. So achen v'ni mal kashiyot. See, the chenveni is over Me'ilah when he uses this money for his own needs, and that's because, as we know, a person can only be over Me'ilah when it's done b'shoygeg, but when he uses the hekdesh money b'mezid, he's not over Me'ilah. So in this situation, both the Baal Bais and the Shliach remember that it was hekdesh money before they actually handed it over to the chenveni, and therefore the only one that could be over Me'ilah over here is the chenveni. So now the chenveni has an issue. Ketzad yaseh, what's he supposed to do? He knows he has money of hekdesh in his cash register, but he doesn't know where it is. It got mixed up with all his other money. What's he supposed to do now? So Nital Pruta Kelly V'yaymar, he takes a pruta or a kli and he says, pruta shal hekdesh b'chol makam shehi, that pruta of hekdesh, wherever it is in my cash register, mechulal salzeh, it's mechul, its kedusha is transferred onto this one. And the reason why that works is because she hekdesh nifta b'kesef v'shal v'kesef, we can repay the hekdesh, we can redeem it and transfer his kedusha off of it, either with actual money or with even something that's worth money. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this Mishnah Gimel Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.